Ciao. Ciao. Bella.
Kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, it's the sound of the Morpho mix of Bella Ciao. Yeah, the demo on Saturday was certainly electrifying the demo and rally against climate change. More info on that coming up later on in the broadcast. But next up here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, the station where the only thing we hit is the establishment. Sound of Johnny Crescendo. Choices and Rights.
I want choices and rights, choices and rights. I want choices and rights in my life. I don't want your charity. You don't be paid care for me. I want choices and rights in my life. I don't want to be in your care. Oh, put some place out there. I want choices and rights in my life. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. I don't want your benefit, but dignity from where we sit. I want choices and rights in our lives. I don't need you to speak for me. I want my own autonomy. I want choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. I don't want the soul, I don't need your tears. I want choices and rights in our lives. I don't need your guilt trip, I don't need your fears. I've got choices and rights in our lives. Let's go. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. I'm not gonna stick out my hand. Together we're gonna make a stand for choices and rights in our lives. We don't need your special schools. We're gonna get out and teach the fools. We've got choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've gotta fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. We don't want your charity or holidays by the sea. We want choices and rights in our lives. And the white coats are burned on fire as our strength grows higher. For choices and rights in our lives. Warm through east, warm through west, warm through over the cuckoo's nest. For choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. Choices and rights, that's where we've got to fight for. Choices and rights in our lives. Imagine that you're free, then you are.
Yeah, sound of Johnny Crescendo, Choices and Rights. Something which sadly not just disabled people won't have if Nigel Farage of UKIP gets his way. He's unveiled his latest proposal to scrap equal rights legislation, which will take us back to the days when black and Asian people, gay people, disabled people could be openly discriminated against in employment, in housing, in God knows what. And sadly, rabid as this is, Farage is not alone, as Socialist Worker reports this week. Politicians and the media are ramping up Islamophobia and racism against migrants in the run-up to May's general election. A Home Office document leaked last Sunday exposed Tory plans to clamp down on Muslims and benefit claimants who can't speak English. Plans include making it harder to get British citizenship and forcing job centre workers to penalise people who don't support British values, so-called, or have English language skills. Something which, British values, I'm afraid... I probably don't have British values, I don't go invading other countries, for one thing... Either which way, the end result of this in 1930s Germany was the death camps. And although 2015 UK is nowhere near that stage, such demonising of immigrants has led to detention camps. Although Harmansworth is nothing compared to Auschwitz, it's still not my idea of a holiday camp. A socialist worker reports this week, the centre is run by private firm Mighty. A Channel 4 News investigation showed undercover filming by Corporate Watch, which included Mighty's senior manager at the facility saying prisoners will be locked in their cells for an extra 2 hours each night. Many of the showers and toilets are broken. A staff member says 80% of washing machines and dryers are broken. Now, this is terrible enough, yet terrible as these conditions are, it gets worse. Prisoners are often deported back to regimes where they fled from to face persecution and possible death. For example, a socialist worker reports, the arbitrary nature of failing asylum was shown last week when Adaronke Aparta's appeal against deportation was denied. She claimed asylum because she is a lesbian who faces persecution if returned to Nigeria. Her girlfriend was killed by vigilantes. Yet the Home Office rejected her appeal because she has children and was previously in a heterosexual relationship. I mean, so are quite a few of the gay and lesbian people who I know. Now, deportation is made much more likely because of the so-called fast-track system, which rapidly removes people from our country without time or facilities to put their case for asylum status effectively and fairly. Now, thankfully, there is resistance. Over 100 refugees at Harmansworth Immigration Detention Centre near Heathrow Airport have gone on hunger strike. Detainees began protesting last Sunday and released a letter complaining about the conditions. Everyone here is burning in the fire of uncertainty that is the worst form of mental and physical torture, without any offence or crime and without any punishment decided by the court, it said. They occupied the exercise yard on Monday of this week chanting, freedom, freedom, freedom. And, away from this prison camp, for people whose only crime is to flee from abuse of human rights or crippling poverty, there is also resistance to increasing racism. Around 500 anti-fascists marched through Manchester City Centre against the racist English Defence League last Saturday. A huge police operation facilitated the protest by some 200 racists, with metal barriers erected around the city. Days before the protest, some 35 religious and political leaders wrote in a letter telling people to ignore the EDL, whatever good that's gonna do. But, thankfully, Unite Against Fascism activists urged people to take to the streets. Nahela Ashraf, a local UAF activist and the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition Council candidate for Longsight in Manchester, told Socialist Worker, it seems that city leaders tried to shut down any opposition. They have no recognition of how to beat the fascists. Letting Nazis go unopposed goes against everything we know from history. But luckily people saw through it. It was a fantastic day and showed what Manchester is really about. So well done to those on the Manchester counter mobilisation against the fascist EDL. And now we need everyone who was on not just that demo, but everyone who has ever been on an anti-racist demo, or anyone who is against racism, to come along to the big Stand Up to Racism and Fascism demo in London, coming Saturday, the 21st of March. a wide range of activists, including anti-racism and immigration rights activists, trade unionists, and even MPs, are building for the March the 21st demo. One of the latest prominent politicians to endorse the demo is Natalie Bennett, leader of the Green Party. And if anyone thinks minority groups are only supporting the march out of self-interest, because they're at the end of the day on the worst edge of racism, I've got to say this is not true, and there are many, many examples of people looking out for everyone who is the victim of racist oppression. Socialist Worker this week cites a really good example. Jewish author David Rosenberg told a meeting in Westbourne Park in northwest London how he's become uncomfortably aware of a recent rise in anti-Semitism, yet he commented how much worse it must be for Muslims. So, there is no excuse not to come along to the London Stand Up to Racism and Fascism March, which takes place on March the 21st at noon. There will be transport there and back from Chesterfield, a coach leaving Matlock at 7:30 a.m. and leaving Chesterfield Town Hall at 8 a.m. Tickets for the coach are a snip at £10 or £5 if you're unwaged. If you are already going, as I am, that's good, and you can also help to build in other ways, like leafleting. For example, tomorrow there'll be leaflets to hand out at our paper sale in Chesterfield Town Centre from 11 a.m. through to 12:30 p.m. outside Primark. As Unite Against Fascism Joint Secretary Wayman Bennett said, "Everyone must go all out in the final week before the demo. We want to show the racists that we will not be divided." And now, back to the music on these lines. Here's the sound of Maccabee. To be racist.
Specialise and like to brutalise. People with different colour skin and eyes should be hospitalised. They are mentally disturbed. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. Oh, what a shame, oh, what a pity, racist activity all over the city. Oh, what a shame, oh, what a pity, racist mentality all over the city. Yes, they're very sick, very sick indeed. Sick in the med with the racist disease. Straight jackets and doctors, that's what we need. Put them in an asylum, one you can't leave. Them hate every race, every colour and creed. Everything them a hear about blacks, them believe. They don't realise they are getting deceived. Because they're very sick indeed. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. Oh, what a shame, oh, what a pity, racist activities all over the city. Lord, what a shame, Lord, what a pity, racist mentality all over the city. If you are a racist, you should be shame. Leave us alone and stop complain. All of your problems, you're giving us the blame. But your biggest problem is in your own brain. Sick in your head, totally insane. Who you think you are, you think you're John Wayne. Well, this is not a western, neither a game. And what used to happen cannot happen again. If you are bad bull, then me and the bullfighter. If you are Rambo, then we are Terminator. You think you're rough, then we have the sandpaper. If you are dopey, well, we are the Ghostbusters. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. So you're the BNP, so you're the Ku Klux Klan, so you're a Nazi, you think you're a dance, so you're a white right-wing South African. What makes you think you're better than another man or woman? Now the BNP, they've got a plan to kick all the black people out of England. To them, it is the only solution to make England into a better nation. But what about the other side of the situation? All the English who living in another man's land. To be fair, all those generations would have to come back to England. All the English who say they're American would have to come back to England. All the English who say they're Australian would have to come back to England. All the English who say they're African would have to come back to England. All the English in the Caribbean would have to come back to England. With so much people in England, stop and think. England would sing. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist is an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. Everybody have a little bit of prejudice, power plus prejudice that make a racist. And the racists have put it in a practice, cause them disturbed, full up of madness. Them have mouth, so them can talk as them wish, but the violence thing that a foolishness. A long, long time slavery was abolished, and we now bow down, not a show. We police, so all good people listen to this. Let us unite against the races. If I march, then we have to march against it. And if I vote, then we have to vote against it. And if I fight, then we have to fight against it. If we want rich society of the sickness. To be racist, it's an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist, it's an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist, it's an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. To be racist, it's an illness, it's like madness, we must cure this. Threatening children outside school is out of order, not in the rules. Stamp out racism. No! No, 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 no.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Over 100 refugees at Harmonsworth Immigration Detention Centre near Heathrow Airport have gone on hunger strike. Detainees began protesting last Sunday and released a letter complaining about the conditions. Detainees are justifiably protesting at the injustice of the fast-track system, which removes people from our country without time or facilities to put their case for asylum status effectively and fairly. The solution to the protests is simple. Close down Harmonsworth Detention Centre. David Cameron promised that if the Tories win May's election, they will create 500 new free schools. These are state-funded and privately run. Free schools are an attack on education as a public service. The Tories also revealed plans to slash 30,000 more jobs in the civil service. The Green Party's biggest ever conference was swelled by new recruits last week. Thousands disillusioned with Labour have joined. Leader Natalie Bennett slammed austerity and MP Caroline Lucas called for a progressive alliance with other parties. Formerly secret documents have revealed that Margaret Thatcher, neoliberal MP Cyril Smith, was accused of abusing boys when she granted him a knighthood. Meanwhile, a withering report into child abuse in Oxfordshire found police ignored victims there. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, thousands marched in London to call for action on emissions last Saturday, and many were arguing for a radical change of the system. Activists billed for the 21st of March demos as Tories plan a racist crackdown. A health strike is planned in Greece as European rulers pressure Syriza. Senior police officers met 2 days after the Hillsborough disaster and drew up a plan to blame Liverpool fans for the crush. Scottish Labour attempts to halt its decline. After the referendum shook up Scotland, council cuts and the general election have got workers asking who will speak for Glasgow. The contradictions in Hong Kong's umbrella movement and some of the challenges it faces in the future. And a feature on Syriza and its socialist strategy. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre each Saturday between 11am and 12:30pm outside Primark. Or from the Chesterfield SWP branch meetings each Thursday night from 7:30 in the assembly rooms upstairs in the market halls. Or to get your copy of Socialist Worker delivered, phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, sell it.
Yes, they came from Mars, not from God.
Lies! I saw the devil's sign!
What are you saying?
The green flash in the sky. His demons were here all along, in our hearts and souls, just waiting for a sign from him. And now they're destroying our world!
He's delirious!
Now pull yourself together, lad. What good is religion if it fails you in a calamity?
It was I who failed? After all my promises, I couldn't help the people when they needed me.
Take heart, you'll have the chance again. But we must leave here, now.
Look, a house still standing. Come, Nathaniel, quickly.
We took shelter in a cottage, and black smoke spread, hemming us in. Then a fighting machine came across the fields, spraying jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick, black dust.
Drawing near in their search for the sinners, feeding on the power of our fear and the evil within us. Incarnation of Satan's creation of all that we dread. When the demons arrive, those lives will be better off dead.
There must be something worth living for. Must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
Believed without hesitation that the power of love and truth could conquer all in the name of salvation. Tell me, what kind of weapon is love when it comes to the fight? And just how much protection is true against all Satan's might?
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be some hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
didn't I warn them this would happen? Be on your guard, I said. For the evil one never rests. I said, exorcise the devil! But no, they wouldn't listen. The demons inside them grew and grew until Satan gave his signal and destroyed the world we knew.
No, Nathaniel. Oh, no, Nathaniel. No, Nathaniel, no. There must be more to life.
Yeah, from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, The New Generation. The Spirit of Man. Well, the good news is that the Earth isn't being destroyed by Martians. The bad news is the Earth is being destroyed by capitalism. That's one way to describe capitalism. Now on Saturday gone, more than 20,000 people, of whom I was one, marched through central London demanding urgent action to tackle climate change. The Time to Act demonstration was called to put climate change at the top of the agenda ahead of the general election on 7th of May and the international talks in Paris in December. And Trade Union Congress General Secretary Francis O'Grady sent a message of support which was read out on the day.
I just want to make a sense of solidarity that's been sent to the demonstration today from Francis O'Grady, who's the General Secretary of the PUC, all
organising all the trade unions in Britain. And this is what Francis said. Coming to make time to our climate change march. Francis says 2015 is the puncher for the UN climate change negotiations. And every government must play its part to make the new climate treaty a success. This means action at home as well as on the global stage, which is why the TUC welcomes the Time to Act March this weekend and the strong message people from across the UK will send to the government. Thank you, Francis.
Now, the biggest cheer went to Caroline Lucas, MP of the Green Party, the Brighton Pavilion MP. The Greens had a huge presence on the march, despite their party's conference taking place in Liverpool at the same time.
Caroline Lucas, Green MP.
That was Caroline Lucas, the Brighton and Pavilion Green Party MP, speaking on the climate change demo on Saturday gone. On that demo, there was a large contingent of trade unionists, in fact, representatives from two unions, the Fire Brigades Union and the PCS Union, spoke at the rally, and recordings of their speeches will be aired either later in this broadcast or in next week's broadcast. Now, the issues brought up on the demo were many and varied. Anti-fossil fuels, anti-fracking, pro-public transport, pro-organic produce. But among all this, anti-capitalist ideas are getting more and more of a hearing. Indeed, Naomi Klein recorded a video message which was aired in the rally after the march, which is up now.
From the smallest towns to the biggest cities. We have 9 months to rack up some more big wins against extreme extraction practices like fracking and tar sands. 9 months to stop more pipelines. 9 months to win more bans against fracking, like the moratoria that we just passed in Scotland. We have 9 months to divest way more of our institutions from fossil fuels, our universities, our cities, our pension funds, our faith institutions. And we have 9 months to start to invest in the next economy, in community control of renewable energy, in food systems that take care of the land and keep us healthy, in our ailing public infrastructure to protect us from the heavy weather that's already on its way and to get us off fossil fuels once and for all. We have 9 months to reach out to people who are not here today and who must be part of building the next climate movement.
I can send you.
We have 9 months to meet, discuss, debate amongst ourselves, to dream in public until we know exactly what we're demanding in Paris. We know a lot about what that looks like.
Just for
we need public transit that's accessible and affordable to all. Maybe it's even free, like they're demanding on the streets of Brazil. We need rail systems run on renewable energy and owned and controlled democratically. We need economies that are powered by 100% renewable energy, and we don't need it in 50 years, we need it in 20 years or less. We also need societies that transform not just how power is generated, but who controls that power and who benefits from it. We can and must transfer power from corporations to communities. We have 9 months to insist that the people who are most excluded from our current economic model are first in line to benefit from the jobs and skills training and resources of this great transformation. There has never been a better time for us to think big. With prices down, oil and gas companies are in crisis, and they're coming to our governments demanding a fresh wave of handouts and tax cuts. We need to make it very clear. We bailed out the banks in 2008, and we're still paying for it. There is no way we're bailing out the fossil fuel companies. If public money is going to be spent, it will be spent in the public interest this time. A lot can happen in 9 months. Look at what is already happening in Spain and Greece. Hell, you can make a human life in 9 months. In 9 months, we can build a movement that is powerful enough to stand up for all of life on Earth. Thank you.
That was Naomi Klein with her message to the climate change demo on Saturday. Now, I apologise for the fact that the recordings I made there...